the council. The council, also known as the elders or the master teachers, is its own phylum of 18 highly advanced male and female beings who essentially act as God's spokespersons on the other side. They are the exception to the rule of everyone at home being 30 years old. As an emblem of their revered wisdom and sanctity, their appearance is venerable, with long white silver hair softly framing faces of extraordinary beauty, unlined but mature. The men wear identical white silver beards, and both the men and the women dress in gracefully flowing robes. Like the angels, the 18 distinguished members of the council never incarnate, and their esteemed appointments to this body of elders last for eternity. The council presides in a vast white marble room in the Hall of Justice at a gleaming white marble U-shaped table. A legion of gold-winged principalities stands sentinel behind them as a proud, silent testament to the council's awesome gravity. They are not a governing body, since government and laws are unnecessary on the other side, but because their wisdom is as vast and infinite as their love for us, they are entrusted by God with responsibilities that profoundly affect both life at home and our lives here on Earth. Aliens. Let me make something very clear. I promise we are not the only inhabited planet in the universe. Assuming we are, because the other planets in our tiny solar system are uninhabited, it's like sitting in a secluded house and assuming ours is the only house on Earth because we can't see any other houses through our front window. Does this mean I believe in the proverbial little green men? Not necessarily. I don't presume to know what all the beings on all the other inhabited planets look like. But I do know that we Earthlings are residents of this universe, and we're not little green men. So I've never quite understood what believing in one has to do with believing in the other. There are some brilliant people who are as convinced there is no life on other planets as I am convinced there is. They say, "Show me proof." I say the same thing. The minute I see photos of every square foot of every planet of every solar system in every galaxy, clearly showing that there's not another living being in a universe so vast we can't even invent a telescope capable of exploring it in detail, I'll be more than happy to rethink my position. Until then, I'll continue to be confident that we are not just privileged members of a global community, but members of a universal community as well. The residents of other planets are God's children, just as we are. They have the same journeys of the spirit that we do, the same options of reincarnation, and the same joy on the other side. Not our other side, but their own, as identical to their planet as ours is to Earth. In other words, rather than sharing our other side with us, every inhabited planet throughout the universe has a divine home of its own, each one blessed with the same help from its other side that we're blessed with from ours. Other planets' inhabitants have their own spirit guides, just as we do, their own legion of angels, their own council, their own sacred messiahs, and beyond any doubt, the same God who created us all.